On this Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, live from Buffalo Wild Wings as we put the wraps on the 2016-17 school season. We are joined right now by Ben Best, a senior men's basketball player out of Drummond, Wisconsin. Ben, how much of the game of basketball did you think you knew coming in here as a freshman that you found out quickly that you really didn't know?
Yeah, you know, just being one of the main players in high school, it's just a different ball game coming in. You know, you thought you were the best player in the league in this high school and even the conference, and you come here and you just get ripped up, you know. And just when I first couple of practices and open gyms, I couldn't even make a post when I got blocked every time. And yeah, it was definitely a battle, but you know, I just stuck with it and I just trusted the process and stuck it through for 4 years, and just, you know, and just had a blast.
Obviously, you're not in the real world yet, but if you had to venture a guess, how much better of an employee and a better person are you going to be because you learned that life lesson through basketball?
Yeah, you know, just a lot of student athletes, I know, just get hired because, you know, just being a student athlete, you know, playing the sport, being part of a team, being a leader, you know, just it's just good. You know, I just used to be not so social. Now it's like, here, just go meet people. It changed me just totally for these 4 years just playing sports.
How hard is it to juggle being an athlete, all the time constraints that are needed to get better and get into the lineup, plus all the homework that you got to do?
Yeah,
too.
You know, it's definitely a battle. You know, just long road trips hurt, you know, just missing school is Thursday, Friday. And then just if you have home games, just going to class all week and just got to get your stuff done, you know. I just got to make time for it. You know, you get your weights and your practice, your film. You just rehab, you got to take care of your body, make sure you're eating right, certain fluids. And then, you know, just stick with it. You know, just make sure you get your stuff done.
I would venture a guess that after your last game is played, you didn't really want to see the weight room for a little while.
Yeah.
How long of a break did you take?
A couple weeks. You know, I just stepped away for a little bit. You know, I go play rec ball, but it's not the same. definitely, a lot of kids think they're really good, but, you know, it's just weird. Just seeing even my roommates go to spring workouts, just not the same. But, yeah, just I'll still play the game, love it to death. But, yeah, it's definitely different.
Why did you choose BSU?
You know, just coaching staff was great. I took a visit, met some of the players. I actually watched the game. They beat, I think it was Southwest in overtime. It was a good game. And then just overall town, you know. I'm from a small town, graduated from 30 kids with 30 kids, and not a big fan of the big city, and you know, just the woods and the water, and I like to do outdoor activities, so figure it's a good fit for me.
Did you have any idea how good this league was before you started playing in it?
No. I mean, I watched that one game when I visited, and I didn't know it was that physical. You know, I knew the guys were big, but not that big, especially coming from Division V basketball in Wisconsin.
Ben, as you progress through your career here, you obviously had your role on the team change. As a senior, you're one of the captains. You bring in a guy like Javion Green, who is a freshman, who most freshmen aren't. You don't anticipate that they're going to light the world on fire, and he did. How good can he be?
He can be, like, lethal good, scary good, you know. Just he's got all the talent in the world. He sticks with it. If he gets bigger, he can really handle guys. But, you know, just got to stick with it. I think he can be really talented. And then not just him, but the rest of the freshman group. I think they'll be special.
Coach Boshi has brought in a junior college guy here and there just to fill a void, to fill a role that he feels that they need. How does the team embrace those guys who are coming in as juniors who, like you said, they lit the world on fire in the JUCO ranks, and here they come in, and how do you guys help them adjust?
You know, it's kind of tough. I guess my 4 years, I guess we had a lot of people come in and transfer out, and, you know, it's just tough trying to get the guys on the same page. They wanted some of the guys, not naming anybody, but just want to get their points and do their thing, but you can't do that in this league. You got to be one big group, close-knit team, and, you know, it's just tough. I mean, some guys did succeed here coming in juniors and then played one last year. But, you know, just got to help them out and just got to play together.
What is your plan for the future? What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not a clue. No, I got. I'll be up here this summer working, and then I got one more semester. So then I'm going to walk this spring, but I guess I'll figure it out after that.
there aren't too many athletes that can get done in 4 years.
Oh.
At what point did you realize 4 years wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, I definitely knew it wasn't going to happen because I didn't know really what I wanted to go into till junior year. And, well, yeah, I just picked business. And then I just met with my advisor and ended up working out. I got a double minor in entrepreneurship and management. And then I just got one semester left. So it didn't work out too bad, just a semester. So I'm pretty happy about that.
How fond are you going to be 10, 15 years down the road of just remembering Bemidji and Bemidji State?
Oh, yeah. I'll love this place to death forever. I mean, I might even live here. I don't know. It's a sweet town. I met a lot of great people, great family friends, all my teammates, even friends from different sports teams. It's been a blast ever since I came to school.
Last night was the Athlete Awards celebration on campus. How close are you and the rest of your teammates to the 350 or so other athletes here?
I think we're all really, really close. You know, it's just all the sports team kind of hang out together, which is really sweet to see. And it's just a little hard last night, just seeing all the seniors go from all the sports teams, and which was nice, seeing everyone get awards and stuff. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be different not being in a sport next year.
What's it going to be like for you next September and October and November of not having that competitive?
Yeah, it's going to – I mean, I'll go play rec ball, but you know, then again, it's not the same. Maybe they'll let me go play but in practices, but I don't know. We'll see. It hit me this spring, though, when the team had workouts. But, yeah, definitely going to miss it. It's going to be weird.
Do you ever thought about being a coach or staying involved some other way?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I would like to coach. Maybe part like on the side, but I don't know, it's hard to say. But if a spot opens up back home, I might take it.
Ben, thanks for making Bemidji home.
Oh, thank you.
Best of luck.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Ben Best joining us here on our final Beaver Fever Friday. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings right here on the Beaver Radio Network.